This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeep and Chakravarti. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi yesterday. The 3-day conference, which began on Friday, focused on the evolution and implementation of a common development agenda and a blueprint for cohesive action in partnership with the states. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the Chief Secretaries' Conference is a vital platform for collaboration between the centre and states to boost good governance. He said during the conference the discussions were focused on furthering growth, ensuring effective governance and enhancing service delivery to citizens. A 2-day special debate on the constitution will begin today in Rajya Sabha to mark the beginning of the 75th year of its adoption in the country. A similar debate was held in Lok Sabha on Friday and Saturday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to reply to the debate in Rajya Sabha tomorrow. The BJP has issued a 3-line whip for all its Rajya Sabha MPs, urging them to be present in the upper house today and tomorrow during the debate on the Constitution of India. On November 26, 1949, the Indian Constituent Assembly formally adopted the Constitution enacted on January 26, 1950, establishing India as a sovereign democratic republic. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, yesterday unveiled the cargo promotion scheme Jalvahak for boosting cargo movement on 3 national waterways. Jalvahak is aimed at incentivizing the movement of long-haul cargo via national waterways on the Ganga, Brahmaputra and Barak rivers. The cargo promotion scheme provides a direct incentive to the cargo owners to transport their goods via inland waterways for a distance of more than 300 kilometers. Mr. Sonowal also flagged off 3 cargo ships with 2 dumb barges from the GR jetty in Kolkata yesterday. It marks the beginning of the fixed schedule service of cargo vessels from Haldia for National Waterways 1 and 2. Speaking on the occasion, the minister said the government has made a concerted effort to realize the tremendous potential of India's rich network of inland waterways. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on 29th of December. It will be the 117th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR news website and news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Meghalaya has secured the 2nd spot in the National Energy Conservation Award for its efforts in promoting energy efficiency, reducing energy consumption and promoting sustainability. The award presented by the Bureau of Energy Efficiency, Union Ministry of Power, recognized the Meghalaya government's commitment towards protecting the environment through energy-saving initiatives. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Shripad Naik, Union Minister of State, Ministry of Power, presented the awards to the states recognized for their exemplary contributions towards energy efficiency. Meghalaya Power Minister Abu Tahir Mondol said that the government has initiated several energy-saving measures, some of which are in the final stages of notification. A civil military trekking expedition to promote border tourism under the Vibrant Village program was held in Arunachal Pradesh's Tawang district. The trek was organized also to strengthen the friendship between civilians and military and to showcase the beauty of Arunachal Pradesh. Defense PRO Lieutenant Colonel Mahendra Rawat said, In all, a 16-member team led by experienced mountaineers from the Indian Mountaineering Federation and Army personnel undertook a challenging 40-kilometer trek through eastern Himalayas over 4 days, navigating altitudes between 9,000 to 15,000 feet. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.